Boy health dash anus has crashed, burns and inches, swollen, difficult to take a shit. I say crash because I am missing having anal dash intercourse, my favorite, my skill set. January 8, 2022, 11:33 p.m. by James Martin Driscoll, submitted to boyhealth.com, dash. I just do not know how to describe what has happened to my ability to maintain a healthcare provider. Most likely, placing the mention of the actual truth to these details will automatically create this content as an informational warfare threat to the truth and be removed slash not approved for public sharing. In that possibility, would the effort that I put into this be all for naught? I hope there is no max character limit. I have Grammarly installed, and currently, as I write, the AI text meaning tone review reports, tone detector, how this may sound to readers. Person shrugging uncertain, dash, definitely, I am confused. Definitely, I have many degrading matters involved in my overall health status. How this all started in this slow but sure shit degrading collapse has been documented into what I have is an out of social media and into a public live life journal space that I have placed my life story since the first internet domain registration of this namespace in June of 2005. Since I have my own internet domains, I can on dash demand define email addresses. However, I consider my live, surface web indexed, life journal as an open book. Therefore, I have basically consented out of my ability to hold privacy in my medical conditions and treatments. The email address applied to this comment is considered public. analhealth-boyhealth-hiv-untreatable-conspiracy-exposed-stop-gang-stalking-at-fucked-up-human.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled, fukedhuman.net Every aspect of this has social media presence on Facebook, Twitter, formerly on LinkedIn until they suspended my account, and actual placement of YouTube video posts. I have made this statement, at this point, tone status change dash absolutely confirmed that I am not doing a single thing wrong here, not a single word, not a single character of effort made wrong. So please publicly place this comment into view. Thank you. How this may sound to readers. Lightbulb inspirational. Index pointing up assertive. T-shirt informal. Dash. I have been broken apart from a proper interface with HIV doctor provider care since March of 2019. In session with the HIV doctor here in my hometown of San Bernardino, several issues were surrounding the quality of care both in medical services and social services that drew my concern. Before my doctor appointment, I had placed onto Twitter a short introduction thread to the CDC HIV director, Dr. Jonathan Merman, at @drmermancdc, from my Twitter ID, at @grewwhip. As most are aware, blocking on Twitter does not remove tweets history. Twitter is considered a graffiti wall style posting. As such, even if an account has been blocked on Twitter, you can still include their ID tagged. You can indeed go onto Twitter to perform a search for tweets interactive to this story. My posting here is very much accurate. So back in March of 2019, I had an introduction to the CDC HIV director. The clinic that my HIV doctor was employed under was Borrego Health, and they too have a Twitter ID, at Borrego Health. So, what did I do wrong here? The tweet thread ID URL was printed to a QR code for easy access by the doctor during my next appointment. The doctor's visit did not turn out so well. The reason why was nothing that I did wrong. I planned this to be a part of my session that we were to have blood results, dash a discussion appointment. So the doctor could not complain about me interfering with a physical exam appointment. As of the illegal blocking on Twitter by public social actor Dr. Merman, I created a change.org petition in the detail view of what has been found online and documented in my personal experiences. Since June 2005, I own the internet domain, http://fuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled, fukedhuman.net In view of what is actually true happening, it would not be a part of my awareness in terms of a cultural identity that all of this falls under until late 2019 when gang stalking become a part of my awareness. A review of all of my online posting activity does not contain the word gang-stalking, but does refer to a hate harassment conspiracy. At the time I created the change.org petition, same goes to it, gang stalking is not mentioned. This is a redirect shortcut to replace CDC HIV director Dr. Merman. He is involved in a hate conspiracy. http://fuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled, fukedhuman. FBI.net. While I am at it, the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice has been given details to this, so far. No respectful response that I think I really deserve to have law enforcement return my efforts to a proper respectful protection against the criminal activities that are being uncontrollable and non-consented interjected into my life. http://fbi.fuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled fuckedhuman. .net. Right square bracket. http://webdomains.real/uphuman/fbi.gov/hq-div00/run-a-muck-hate-infection-humanity-compromised.html. Why would an entire civil society ignore or worse block me for no reason? Across all social media? An individual reaching-out with his attempt to get resolved for HIV untreatable? Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. As you are reading this, you might as guess that the information about every aspect of this has been placed into the public references. This session in March of 2019 was the very last HIV medical session that I have had in my life. Reading this text, this is text submitted to Boy Health on January 8, 2022. I once again will be attempting to reset my doctor provider care in HIV. I have a new doctor's specialized referral to a doctor that is more than 40 miles away from my hometown. Every single local to my area ID doctor specialized care has been exhausted in my prior three times resetting my Humana primary doctor care and HIV referral attempts. See data contents archived at http://humanafuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled fuckedhuman.space. Yes, that is a valid location. Note the Humana chat log with Kevin Mark. Every aspect of communication attempts to reach out for a remedy has crashed and failed. Humana ghosts my Twitter DM with @HumanaHelp, @Humana. My individual case agent has also ghosted my emails, my SMS text messages and has my account on Facebook blocked. Her internet domain that she holds is http://thisagentcares.com-mswilliams-she-does-not-care. A very very serious situation turned upside dash down and sideways to apparently never be brought back into a proper focus and trustworthy. Something is very 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 seriously fucked up human in all of this. Note about swearing, I am not wrong. One more, so you should not disapprove of this post. The science of swearing. https://www.discovermagazine.com/health/worry-about-your-foul-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-good-for-you-health. Worried about swearing too much? Science says you shouldn't be. People who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent. Studies show. By Alex Orlando, Jan 14, 2026 AM. Back to March of 2019. The first attempt to form a discussion. At Patient Point, an information technology company. Serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken. Of care. Pointer broken. Changing status is significant in this writing. How this may sound to readers. Nerd face informative. Index pointing up assertive. Necktie formal. Comma. Dash. How this may sound to readers. Smiling face with heart eyes admiring. Light bulb inspirational. T-shirt informal. Dash. In the most recent 2 weeks, my interfaces with mental health reinitialize with Inland Psych here in San Bernardino was very very awkward and disorganized. My mother attended this in clinic session on January 4, 2022. Mentioned is the disaster on the 4th and January and a new doctor provider care attempt on January 20th. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mpatapo not binding. Spelled fuckedhuman.net /inland-psych.com/carrier-patient-portal/hazard-side/carrier-patient-portal messages hazard side confirmation dash reflections off prior history with inland psych must be brought into my carry off today htm dash even reaching out to crisis services with crisis text line org and the Traver project org huge fail. Everything here is documented as the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If this submission does not get approved, that default of that would conclude there is precognitive bias by the moderator to avoid the truth in defense of a conspiracy. Audio odd, dash email to info @crisistextline.org, Noted responses expected 48 hours. No responses received. http://webdomainsfuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mptapo not binding. Spelled fukedhuman.net /crisis text line /the-most-%23huge-fail-in-the-world/hi-there-percent5bottle-reply-info@crisis-text-line.org%5diog http://webdomainsfuckeduphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mptapo not binding. Spelled fukedhuman.net /crisis text line /the-most-%23huge-fail-in-the-world/on-sat-deck-25-2021 at 1020 p.m. crisis text line info at crisis text line org wrote -5 considered -failure-setup-a-christmas-day-2021-suicide-5d-what-went-wrong-og, and this insult occurred earlier today. Another crisis chat service, -for-GLBT support-as-I-am-a 56-year-old gay man. Seriously, -listen to this, -this has a written copy of the chat tool along with the SAD presentation spoken voice transcript. -really seriously, -explain this to me, -please. http://webdomainsfuckedupphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mptapo not binding. Spelled fukedhuman.net/thetrevorproject.org/trevorchat.htm If I get my response, or this boy health submission is not placed into proper public perspectives, I am going to take this audio, the angry from a far spoken voice of this chat dash take a day, 2 days, or a week, dash buy a PA loudspeaker system to play this media as loud as possible to the business location in Hollywood, until this chat conversation is acknowledged and explained. http://webdomainsfuckedupphuman.net Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary mptapo not binding. Spelled fukedhuman.net/thetrevorproject.org/trevorchat2.og/media-playtime 15 minutes, 3-hour block of time each day, repeating loop, -6 times played daily, -there should be enough battery supplied power available for 3 hours to play this 6 times as loud as possible. If I have to, I will file with the city or county of Los Angeles to conduct a public protest, -whatever it takes to get the truth into the public view. Thank you for advancing the truth, -by approving this comment submission. You may email me or call me on my cell. I even welcome per-arranged visits to my residence here in San Bernardino to anyone who can offer me something great for a change, -for a fucking change. It is time for this to change. Immediately. Conspiracy busted. James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Home phone, 909-882-8759. My mother Veronica Ann Driscoll will answer. Mobile, 516-406-4560. Title, Anus has crashed, burns and inches, swollen, difficult to take a shit. I say crash because I am missing having anal-intercourse. My favorite, my skill set. Request sent successfully, Skip to main content, skip to accessibility services. How it works, who we serve, employers, health plans, brokers and consultants, solutions, navigation, API, back with care trademark, blog, security and privacy, support, pelvis, buttocks, swollen rectum, 8 minutes read, no ads, swollen rectum symptoms, causes and common questions. Anal and rectal swelling can be caused by hemorrhoids, prostatitis, or conditions that irritate the GI tract like IBS and IBD. Treatment is a combination of soothing the area with topical creams and treating your digestive issues. Last updated October 6, 2021. 1. Check icon. Copy to clipboard. Table of contents. Symptoms. Causes. Treatment. References. 1. Check icon. Copy to clipboard. Written by Claudia Gambra-Lyles, MD, resident at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Medically reviewed by Jeffrey M. Rothschild, MD, MPH, Associate Professor of Medicine, Brigham and Women's Hospital. Last updated October 6, 2021. Constipation questionnaire. Answer our clinicians' questions to get a constipation treatment prescription for $25 and know if your constipation is serious. See treatment options. Constipation questionnaire. Answer our clinicians' questions to get a constipation treatment prescription for $25 and know if your constipation is serious. See constipation treatment options. Only available in CA, NY, TX, FL, IL, NC, PA, O, MI, and WA. Swollen rectum symptoms explained. The rectum and the anus are often -overlooked body parts until there is an issue, of course. Rectal symptoms, such as swelling, can signal a serious underlying disease. The rectum is the last part of the colon, large intestine. It is where stool is held before it passes out of the anus, the body part that controls the expulsion of stool. See this image for a visual representation of the rectum and anus in relation to the colon. These parts of the body are in such close communication that swelling in the rectum can often manifest in the anus. Often conditions in this area are described as anorectal. Common characteristics of a swollen rectum. For example, symptoms of a swollen rectum may include pain only during defecation, itching or irritation in the anal region, palpable lumps or bumps in your anal region, blood in your stool/bleeding during bowel movements, mucus or discharge in your stools, diarrhea, tenesmus. This is a frequent urge to have a bowel movement. Since a swollen rectum or anus can signal a serious underlying disease, it is important to pay attention to your symptoms and seek appropriate medical care. What causes a swollen anus? Rectal anatomy. The communication that leads from the rectum to the anus is called the anal canal. The anal canal is composed of muscles, sphincters, that control the passing of feces from the rectum through the anus. There is an internal sphincter and an external sphincter. See this image for a visual representation of this anatomy. In addition to these muscles, the anorectal area is composed of glands, arteries, veins, and nerves that control sensation and flow of fluid and blood in that area. Conditions that affect these components can result in swelling and its associated symptoms. It is important to make an appointment with your physician in order to discuss the possible causes of your symptoms. Vascular causes. Vascular causes can lead to a swollen rectum, such as damaged or stressed veins. The veins in your anorectal area can become congested and swollen due to increased pressure from actions such as straining during bowel movements or conditions such as pregnancy. Swollen veins within the rectum are called internal hemorrhoids, while swollen veins under the skin of the anus are called external hemorrhoids. 3. See this image for a representation of the different kinds of hemorrhoids. Constipation questionnaire. Answer our clinicians' questions to get a constipation treatment prescription for $25 and know if your constipation is serious. See constipation treatment options. Only available in CA, NY, TX, FL, IL, NC, PA, O, MI, and WA. Inflammatory causes. Proctitis is any condition that involves inflammation of the lining of the rectum. Proctitis often involves symptoms of pain and problems with defecation that can lead to swelling of the rectum. Infection. Infections of this area, in the form of sexually transmitted infections and foodborne illness, are a frequent cause of proctitis. If these infections involve the glands of the anal canal, abscesses, areas filled with pus, can develop, leading to swelling and increased pain in the anorectal area. Inflammatory medical conditions, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, often involve the rectum. These conditions can lead to chronic irritation that results in anal abscesses that cause pain and swelling. Anatomical causes. Anatomical causes may lead to a swollen rectum, such as the following. Fistula, rarely, an abnormal anatomical communication, or fistula, can form between the anus or rectum and the skin around the anus. An anal fistula is often a result of an anal abscess that did not heal, leading to breaks in the surface of the skin. Prolapse, increased pressure in combination with a weakening of the muscles of the anal canal can lead to a condition in which the rectum slides through the anus and protrudes through the opening. This is called a rectal prolapse. The prolapse can often look and feel like a swollen lump, as in this image. Cancerous causes. A malignant mass in the anal canal can grow and swell, leading to associated symptoms of pain, bleeding and slush or itching in the anorectal area. Anal cancer rarely metastasizes, spreads, to other parts of the body. 3. Swollen rectum conditions. The list below shows results from the use of our quiz by boy users who experienced swollen rectum. This list does not constitute medical advice and may not accurately represent what you have. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids, also known as piles, are swollen veins in your anus and lower rectum that can cause pain, itching, and rectal bleeding. Hemorrhoids may be seen or felt on the outside of the anus, external, or may be hidden from view inside of the rectum. Hemorrhoids are common occurring in 10 million am. Chronic or recurrent hemorrhoids. Chronic or recurrent hemorrhoids are swollen veins in the anus and rectum that never really resolve and may be symptomatic more or less constantly. Hemorrhoids are caused by anything that puts pressure on the anus from the inside. such as straining during bowel movements, constipation, pregnancy, or anal intercourse. Most susceptible are pregnant women and older people, though anyone can be affected. Symptoms include a small amount of bleeding during or after a bowel movement, as well as discomfort, itching, or swelling around the anus. A medical provider can suggest treatment to ease the symptoms of chronic hemorrhoids, as well as make certain of the diagnosis since other, more serious conditions can have symptoms similar to hemorrhoids. Diagnosis is made through patient history and physical examination. Treatment most often involves simple lifestyle changes such as drinking more water, adding fiber-rich foods to the diet, using fiber supplements and stool softeners, not delaying, or straining, to pass a bowel movement, and using topical medications. Surgical procedures to remove the hemorrhoid can be used in some cases. Rarity, common, top symptoms, rectal bleeding, rectal pain, pain when passing stools, anal itching, painless rectal bleeding, symptoms that never occur with chronic or recurrent hemorrhoids, unintentional weight loss, urgency, self-treatment, cellulitis. Cellulitis is a bacterial infection of the deep layers of the skin. It can appear anywhere on the body but is most common on the feet, lower legs, and face. The condition can develop if Staphylococcus bacteria enter broken skin through a cut, scrape, or existing skin infection such as impetigo or eczema. Most susceptible are those with a weakened immune system, as from corticosteroids or chemotherapy, or with impaired circulation from diabetes or any vascular disease. Symptoms arise somewhat gradually and include sore, reddened skin. If not treated, the infection can become severe, form pus, and destroy the tissue around it. In rare cases, the infection can cause blood poisoning or meningitis. Symptom of severe pain, fever, cold sweats, and fast heartbeat should be seen immediately by a medical provider. Diagnosis is made through physical examination. Treatment consists of antibiotics, keeping the wound clean, and sometimes surgery to remove any dead tissue. Cellulitis often recurs, so it is important to treat any underlying conditions and improve the immune system with rest and good nutrition. Rarity, uncommon. Top symptoms, fever, chills, facial redness, swollen face, face pain, symptoms that always occur with cellulitis, facial redness, area of skin redness, urgency, primary care doctor, constipation questionnaire. Answer our clinician's questions to get a constipation treatment prescription for $25 and know if your constipation is serious. See constipation treatment options, only available in CA, NY, TX, FL, IL, NC, PA, O, MI, and WA. At home and medical treatments for a swollen anus. Although this is a concerning issue, there are several effective home remedies that may help resolve your symptoms. If the swelling worsens or persists, however, you should consult your physician. At home treatments, a swollen rectum is sometimes the result of lifestyle habits that can be easily modified in order to prevent symptoms. Diet modifications, eating high-fiber foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can soften the stool and help prevent straining that often causes hemorrhoids. You can also obtain your daily dose of fiber from over-the-counter supplements such as Metamucil. Drinking an adequate amount of water can also help to keep the stools soft and regular, especially if you decide to take fiber supplements. Exercise. Staying active can help prevent constipation and reduce pressure on the veins that lead to hemorrhoids. Losing excess weight can also reduce extra pressure on the anorectal area. Do not strain or sit too long on the toilet. Both sitting and straining can increase pressure in the veins of the rectum and anus, leading to hemorrhoids. Practice safe sex. Getting tested regularly and using condoms can prevent sexually transmitted infections that can cause infections or abscesses in the anorectal area. Medical treatments. If these lifestyle changes do not help to resolve your symptoms, your rectal swelling may be due to a more serious cause such as inflammatory bowel disease or cancer. See your physician immediately if you notice symptoms that persist. Your physician may suggest treatments such as anti-inflammatory drugs. These types of drugs are often the first step in the treatment of inflammatory bowel disease. Your physician may also use immune system-suppressing drugs to reduce substances that may trigger inflammation. Antibiotics. Depending on the type of infection, your physician may prescribe antibiotics to heal fistulas and subsequent abscesses. Combine chemotherapy and radiation. For anal cancer, your physician will begin treatment with a combination of chemotherapy and radiation. Surgery. Surgery is the primary treatment for rectal prolapse as well as early-stage anal cancers. Questions your doctor may ask about swollen rectum. Have you had any changes in your weight? Do your symptoms worsen when sitting? Do you have a history of constipation? Do you have a rash? Self-diagnose with our free boy assistant if you answer yes on any of these questions. Hear what one other is saying. Share your story below. Required field. First name initial. Required. Required field. Email. Required. Not displayed. Required field. Title for your story, required. Required field. Once your story receives approval from our editors, it will exist on Boyo as a helpful resource for others who may experience something similar. Request sent successfully. An error occurred. Please try again later. The stories shared below are not written by Boyo employees. Boyo does not endorse any of the information in these stories. Whenever you have questions or concerns about a medical condition, you should always contact your doctor or a healthcare provider. Difficulty passing stool posted December 18, 2020 by S. Having difficulty passing stool, travels very low. Feels like the stool makes its way to a certain point and just stops somewhere around the rectum. Then it starts to cramp and will hurt more if I apply pressure to the area. Still, it may fail to come out, or if it does, at that point, it is still a partial defecation, and there is always more to go. This can go on for quite some time because the urge to go is overwhelming. It is hard to describe, but if you have had acute constipation, you have a good idea. Been to several rectal and gastro doctors and they all have different opinions, but none suggest surgery. Tried every type of medication, over dash the dash counter and other prescriptions. Nothing really works. I tried almost everything. Any suggestions? Check icon. Copied to clipboard. Jeffrey M. Rothschild, MD, MPH, Associate Professor of Medicine, Brigham and Women's Hospital. Dr. Rothschild has been a faculty member at Brigham and Women's Hospital, where he is an Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. He currently practices as a hospitalist at Newton Wellesley Hospital. In 1978, Dr. Rothschild received his MD at the Medical College of Wisconsin and trained in internal medicine, followed by a fellowship in critical care medicine. He also received an MP. Read full bio. Was this article helpful? 5 people found this helpful. Check icon. Copied to clipboard. Read this next. Slide 1 of 3. Buttocks. 9 rectal pain causes, symptoms and relief options. What causes rectal pain? Read about the top 9 rectal pain causes and rectal pain relief and treatment options to alleviate your rectal discomfort. Read more. References. Fox-Orenstein AE, Umar SB, Crowell MD, Common Anorectal Disorders, Gastroenterology and Hepatology, 2014, 10, 5, 294-301, NCBI Link, Wald A, Baracha AE, Kosman BC, Whitehead WE, Management of Benign Anorectal Disorders, American Journal of Gastroenterology, 2014, 109, 1141-1157, ACG Link, Lasirawet V. Hemorrhoids, From Basic Pathophysiology to Clinical Management, World Journal of Gastroenterology, 2012, 18, 17, 2009-2017, NCBI Link, Symptoms and Causes of Proctitis, National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, published August 2016, NIDDK Link, Overview, Anal Fistula, NHS, updated August 6, 2016, NHS Link, Rectal Prolapse Expanded Version, American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons, ASCRS Link, Pendic D6 Self-Help Tips for Hemorrhoid Flare-Ups, Harvard Medical School, Harvard Health Publishing, updated October 26, 2018, Harvard Health Publishing Link. Quick question for you. Feedback like yours help us provide the most useful resources possible. At this time, are you considering seeking medical care, for example seeing a doctor or visiting a healthcare facility? Product. How Boyo works. Security and privacy. Boyo for business. Health A-Z. Company. Our mission. Press. Leadership. Careers. Contact. Support. Get help. Accessibility. Social. LinkedIn. Facebook. Instagram. Twitter. Terms. Privacy. Cookies. Copyright Boyo Health, Incorporated 2022. The content available on Boyo.com is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. COVID-19, check your symptoms and find the right care. Try our AI assistant here, informed by current CDC guidelines. Health articles. Featured topics. By body part. Abdomen. Mental and behavioral. Lungs. Diarrhea and stool. COVID-19. Upper arm. Flu season. Elderly care. Ears. All topics A-Z. Symptom checker. Medical writers and reviewers. Editorial standards. Company. Leadership. Careers. Press.